Hello and welcome to the Today Not Tomorrow podcast. My name is Oscar Isaacson and this podcast is brought to you by CrossFit TNT. 19.5 is in the books. The Open is over. I don't know if the guys or the gals won, but it's been a great competition. And it's not about the competition. It's about the effort. It's about hanging out together and having fun. Everyone that did the Open, you should be proud of yourself. It was great seeing everyone cheering each other on, helping to judge, pushing themselves a little bit extra. The Open is a great time to challenge yourself, see what you can do. Some workouts are going to be easier. Some workouts are going to be tougher. Hopefully, you saw what a weakness is, what something you can work on, and you found something that you feel confident in, that you excel at. The last two podcasts have been about macros and nutrition. So if you're interested in that stuff, go back and listen to them. We're going to talk about proteins, carbs, and fat. I've had a ton of great questions coming at me at the gym. So give it a listen. Let me know if you have any questions. And hopefully, doing a little bit of food journaling, you've been able to pick up on some things you're doing well and some things you're doing not so well. The goal is to do a little bit better than you did last time. Try and tweak something, make it 5% better, 10% better. No one's going to be perfect. The dial doesn't have to be set for 100% all the time. Fitness is going to be 90% sometimes, 80% sometimes. As long as you're doing a little bit better than you've done in the past or keeping yourself decently on the wagon instead of completely off the wagon, that's going to matter in the long run. Today, we're going to do a programming talk. We're going to talk about a couple of pieces coming up in this week 4 of March. Before we start with the weekly programming, I just want to talk about the Plan B. So if you don't know what Plan B is, it's an active recovery day. If you don't feel like doing class, but you don't want to stay at home, laying on the couch, not doing anything, then come into the gym and do Plan B. Plan B is mobility work, lower intensity cardio. There's some prehab movements in there as well. After Plan B, you're going to feel better. It's not fast. It's not heavy. It's just a little bit of movement that's going to help you speed up the recovery process. Each workout doesn't have to be 110%. You can't do that all the time. Sometimes you need to bring down the intensity to bring it back up again later. If you're super sore, if you have a competition coming up, if you've been out of the gym for 1 or 2 weeks because you got sick, Plan B is the thing you want to do. You still sign up for it in Mind Body just like any other class, but just know that you don't have to do the group class of the day. You can come in, you can do Plan B on your own, and you'll always feel better after doing so. Like I said, we're not going to talk about the whole week. We're going to take a look at a couple certain pieces. And the first thing we're going to talk about is the workout for Tuesday. So Tuesday's workout, we have every 4 minutes for 5 rounds, we're going to do 5 power snatches followed by a 500 meter row. So every 4 minutes for 5 rounds, 5 power snatches, and a 500 meter row. This is interval work right here. There's some work and there's some rest in there. The more rest you have in an interval piece, the higher the intensity is going to be once it's go time. You're probably not going to have a ton of rest in here. Let's say you do 5 power snatches and that takes you 30 seconds. You jump on the row. You need to row 500 meters. Let's say that takes you 2 minutes, 2.5 minutes, that would be 3 minutes total. Now you only have 1 minute of rest before you start the next round. So a good amount of rowing this day. You won't be able to go super heavy, but try and go moderately heavy to start off. This is a great workout where you can start a little bit lighter and then next round, throw some fives on there, throw some 2.5s on there. We always want to see you progress up in weight throughout a workout. It's much better than hitting a wall, hitting failure, having to take weight off, and then kind of go from there. If you need to scale the distance, we can go for a 400 meter row. We can go for a 300 meter row. There's no set weight on this. So if you've been weightlifting for a couple of years, you're going to throw more weight around. If this is your first CrossFit class, you're just going to start off a little bit lighter. The goal is to go decently heavy, and your score is going to be your slowest round. So if you have a round in that you finish in 2 minutes, and then you have 4 rounds that takes you 4 minutes, then your score is going to be 4 minutes. You want this to be even across all 5 rounds. So you don't want to have a super fast one and a super slow one. This should be super level and steady and consistent throughout. Why do we do power snatches and then 500 meter row first? Why not put the row first and then do the power snatches? That's a little bit of a different setup. I like to put the most technical stuff right at the very beginning or after on break. So that way, when you come back around to it, you've had a little bit of rest. And now the power snatches is going to look a little bit sharper, a little bit better. You're going to get a little bit of a breather going into it. Wednesday's skill work is tempo back squats. We're going to do 5 sets of 3 of tempo back squats. Why do we do the tempo back squats instead of just regular back squats? The tempo is going to be 3 seconds down, 3 second pause. You want to be as fast as you can going up. It's not going to be very fast, but you want to try and be fast. And then no messing around at the top. You want to go right back down to that second rep. The tempo is a great way to force even more control, even better mobility, because you got to pause at the very bottom of the squat. You can't rush your way through this. You can't bounce your way through this. This requires technique, mobility, control. You're not going to be able to squat as much weight with the tempo compared to without the tempo. So less weight is usually going to end up meaning better movement. So with the tempo back squats, it's just as much of a stretching session as it is a strength session. If you struggled with being comfortable at the bottom of the squat, it's going to show on this day. You're going to tell if you can hang out at the bottom, if you can hold your core tight for 3 seconds before you got to come back up again. So, struggling with mobility, this is a great way to stretch out and get better. Thursday's workout is going to be another interval workout. This one is focused towards power, being fast, being explosive. You're going to do 4 power cleans. With that same weight, you're gonna drop, go right into 8 deadlifts. And then, as soon as you've done 8 deadlifts, you're gonna do a shuttle run that's 20, 40, 60, 80 feet. Once you finish that, you're gonna rest 1 minute. We're gonna repeat this 6 times. This is working on power, explosiveness, being fast. You should almost be able to finish the work under the minute. It might be right around there too. So, about 50 to 50 on the ratio right here. But this is gonna be a fun day if you don't like the long, grueling workouts. This is the time to turn up the pace and try and be fast. Wednesday and Thursday is a little bit quicker workout, a little bit more on the shorter side, which means that Friday and Saturday are going to be long workouts. So we try and be as well-rounded as possible. We want to be able to do short workouts, medium workouts, long workouts, and anything in between. That's what we do. We're CrossFitters. We can lift heavy stuff, but we can also just hop off the couch and run a 5K without any problems. Saturday's workout is 1.5 mile run, 100 calorie row, 25 straight pull-ups, 800 meter run, 75 calorie row, and then 25 ring rows. This is going to be a long workout. This is going to be a fun day. We're going to have a 30-minute time cap. We've been doing a lot of running drills inside. We've been prepping the feed for the impact. So this is a good way to get outside to test it out. Hopefully the weather's nice on Saturday. If not, we'll come up with something else. You'll see that there's a lot more strict pull-ups in the program. So we're gonna keep doing a lot of strict pull-ups. We're not gonna go away from kipping pull-ups completely, but it's always important to remember that the strict pull-up is more important than the kipping pull-up. The strict pull-up is walking, the kipping pull-up is running. We're always going to walk before we run, and being able to do more and more strict pull-ups is going to help you do more and more kipping pull-ups. So they're always going to be there. The strict pull-up is the foundation. Now, with the strict pull-up, you're pulling from straight up overhead, down towards the midline. We need to mix this up with the ring row as well. So you need to be pulling in different planes of motion. That's why throwing in the ring rows is very beneficial as well. I'm a big fan of the dumbbell row as well, which you see a lot in our program. That's all the nuggets of workouts I have for you today. Hopefully you're feeling awesome. You're well rested after the weekend and you're ready to attack this week. And if you're not ready, remember you have plan B. You can still come in. You can take it easy. You can stretch out a little bit, high five your buddies. Come into the gym, do a plan B if you need to. If you're ready to go, then attack these workouts 100%. I'll see you at the gym.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.